This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season.
Well, the U.S. Senate is set to vote any time now. Of course, they're late on the government shutdown that we're now into, what, day four of. And I've analyzed this. It's not hard to analyze. It's an absolute fact. It's the Democrats that voted to shut the government down. It's Democrats that are basically globalists holding the country hostage, saying we have to acquiesce to the border being completely open. We're all evil, horrible racist. And that dovetails with the one thing that can get me stuck at my computer or my television for 4 or 5 hours. Not movies, not dramas, not Netflix binges. Don't do it. Other than on the treadmill or the elliptical. Then I might watch an hour of a show. I spent hours yesterday and hours this morning I didn't have, but was very informative, watching footage shot in Austin over the weekend, footage shot in L.A. over the weekend, and footage shot in New York. I was watching live feeds. I was watching archives of it. And then the crew uploaded like 50 videos or something yesterday that they hadn't been able to get up. And I'm watching these. We're not cherry-picking leftists at the Women's March spitting on women. We're not cherry-picking people running up to Millie Weaver in her face and farting on her. Grown men. This is hour after hour after hour of a lunatic asylum. You don't go out to conservative rallies and get treated like this. I mean, the mentally ill scumbag KKK doesn't act like this. These people are certifiably nuts. And it's beyond Trump derangement syndrome. We also noticed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cups, and we went up and videotaped them in both cities, and it was all extreme soy latte. These are men addicted to estrogen. It's bizarre. It's chemical. And again, people say, oh, well, some InfoWars Life products say may contain soy. That's because it's in factories that have it. And they use some of the protein from that and rice on the conveyor belts so that things don't stick as an anti-clotting agent. And that's regular soy, and it's microscopic. What they put in the modern soy products is they take the whole soybean and the core of it's pure plant estrogen, and they process that, and then you get that. You're not supposed to eat that. You could eat some soy in your diet. Occasionally, you know, I'll get some pure tofu and eat it in a stir fry or something. It's all part of the balance. We're meant to eat some plant estrogens. That's normal. Because there's also testosterone and stuff in meat and other hormones. So it all balances out. But not when these men are addicted to it and they talk about how they're addicted to it and they're obsessed on it. So we're going to play some of these videos coming up today as well. But also, these people don't look well. Black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter. They look like goblins. And we discovered more horrific goblin creatures. The women act like goblins. The men act like goblins. And it's getting worse. So that's all coming up. Also, I cut a little song this morning. I don't know if it'll be ready today to go with Conan O'Brien's big report that's on InfoWars.com. It's totally blown up in his face spectacularly. Conan O'Brien claims Haiti is beautiful after visiting a luxury tourist resort that's in between a mountain ridge and is still dangerous. He went in for a photo shoot, got in the water, nose keeps his head well above it, though. So there's guaranteed a couple little turds floating by. And he then said it's wondrous and not a crap hole. By the way, I talked to aid workers, you name it. My crew's been there doing aid. I mean, the locals call it a you-know-what hole because people crap all over the ground. It's like Calcutta's a hole. Some areas of India are great. Some areas of Mexico are great. Some of them are holes. Not this bad. But, you know, North Korea is a hellhole, but the virtue signaling of Conan O'Brien has blown up spectacularly in his face. We're going to put his image to video we shot in Haiti. It's going to be really powerful. Get ready. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
We now take you live.
From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We now take you live to the year 2018. January 22nd, on a Monday transmission, the United States is locked in a bitter information-based civil war. Powerful global banks are attempting to ban free speech and are forming paramilitary brigades to go out and intimidate citizens that dare show up on the street. World government is in major decline as world populations discover that it is an unelected, secret, transhumanist, anti-human, eugenics-based technocracy combine. I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is not science fiction. This is not a drill. This is present space-time. Look at this headline. Europe moves ahead with internet censorship enforcement as more platforms join. Google, Facebook, Twitter are all announcing that they will ban anyone criticizing Islam in any way or reporting crime. Next, they're saying mother and father will not be allowed. I'm not joking. It's being announced in the rules. Someone may not have a mother and father. We're going to go into total cult control. And then at your work or your business, you will be intimidated. You will be demoted. You will be fired. You will use the words they say. You will conform. You will submit to the hive mind, or you will be thrown out on the street. Now, they're attempting this authoritarian takeover in the middle of once free societies. It's not going to go well if people simply stand up and say no. So that's coming up. Of course, right now, we can give you some of the ambient noise there in the Senate chamber. They are milling about starting their new vote on the government shutdown. Today would be day number 4. So again, we'll pull that up for TV viewers and radio listeners. We'll put that on screen.
And there were plenty of Republicans in Congress who were willing to have that conversation and vote for that legislation. They didn't do that. And so now, if the government shutdown is being held hostage over the DACA demands, which will then lead to further immigration discussions, it's because of that inaction. It used to be Republicans and Democrats. There were differences, but the differences were how you prioritize the most important things, how what you saw as being...
So again, you've got C-SPAN itself now, even editorial. Realizes instead of letting you hear the background vote, we're being told, I guess, how bad the Republicans are because they aren't letting the globalists and the UN plan to completely erase borders take place. So we'll follow that as that unfolds, as that vote begins. I suppose it's going to begin shortly. And again, we're going to be playing some excerpts today, but there's no way to do it justice what the crew did in New York, in Austin, and in Los Angeles. We had crews out in all three major leftist fester points, and we went out and we videotaped live and also in HD, which we've now uploaded the HD versions, of just vicious, hateful, bullying thugs spitting on women, men squatting and farting on women, women giggling and laughing, all acting very immature. Almost all the men don't have jobs, and they walk behind the woman, and they've replaced stereotypical gender roles, and women wear vests and command everyone and tell men and women, do not talk to them. They're not real. And people dutifully don't talk to us unless it's the occasional somewhat alpha male, which attacks women and spits on people. See, this guy right here just spit on a woman. Here's the guy farting on Millie Weaver. And again, it's hard to play all this because there's just so much background. F you, scum, we're going to murder you. F you, your family, stir up your children, die. Just like ravenous demons, like vicious dogs behind a fence. Just, I mean, just the total desire. We're going to control language. Your kids belong to us. We're going to force inoculate you. We're going to force feed you GMO. World government. And they're all on video going, we want no borders, no borders. But they'll set up walls to try to not let people in. They'll block you getting into your event. And a lot of people were physically attacked when Antifa showed up in New York at the Night for Freedom event. And then Bradley Manning showed up. Bradley Manning showed up, formerly Bradley Manning, Chelsea Manning, and came into the event that Cernovich and Owen Schroyer and all these other great people were there. James O'Keefe, the list goes on and on. Stefan Molyneux. And they're just all video of it. Oh, hi, how you doing? Great to see you. Welcome. Oh, yeah, you want to speak? Oh, no, you don't want to. Chelsea Manning then sends out tweets. These are horrible, homophobic, bigot scum. And I came to face these vicious people, these pieces of trash. Meanwhile, you go outside, Antifa's throwing urine, attacking police, attacking men, women, children, just screaming, yelling, trying to beat people up. This is just footage in New York, the Women's March itself. And again, there's our reporters just trying to cover it, being spit on. But at nighttime, it's just frothing crowds trying to attack. Hello, oh, hi, Chelsea Manning. Come on in. Hey, welcome. And then Chelsea tweets out, I went and I faced down those white supremacists, homophobe scum myself. Yay! You're like Conan O'Brien. He flew into one of the little isolated areas you've got to get to by barge in between the mountains. I don't know folks that have been there. It's still real dangerous. There's like two little resorts in Haiti where it isn't totally deforested and there's not open sewage everywhere. And, of course, we've sent money and helped. And Trump spent millions sending in a whole bunch of doctors to do thousands and thousands of eye surgeries and things that could really help people. But that doesn't matter. If you just stole $2 billion, 97% of the Haitian money like the Clintons did, then you'd be good. Or if you're like the One Foundation, I guess it's called One because she gives 1% to the African and Caribbean charities, you know, because you show black people at a YouTube concert on international television and say, send your money, whites, virtue signal, and they send the money to Bono, who keeps it, 99%. And then he virtue signals. But that's okay to rob their money. We just send in plane loads of food and reporters and give 100% of the money we've made directly to them, not because we're virtue signaling, but because we're actually trying to illustrate what's going on. But see, that doesn't matter that we land on grass airfields the day the hurricane left and someone died taking off of that exact airfield that day. Doesn't matter that evil whiteys were there dying. If they would have just gone and drank out of a coconut and you know, and don't get too close to the black people. He's about 50 yards away, according to Conan, you know, because I think he should get close to him. But he's a liberal friend. He doesn't get too close. And there he is about 50 yards away for his nice photo op, in and out, the one spot you can get into, no doubt armed guards on the beach. Boop, boop, in and out. Drink your coconut and say, Haiti is truly a beautiful country. Hashtag Conan Haiti. And it's all been taken over, putting him in images on Infowars.com, where he actually would be if he was actually in Haiti looking at what's going on. You go to our story on Infowars.com. We can scroll through it and see where Twitter sphere and the internet has gone absolutely crazy. Taking Conan O'Brien's photo and photoshopping it into the supposed lovely scenes. It's just go camera shot right there. Yeah, we can show folks. There it is. And so people photoshopped him into real scenes there in Haiti. So I suggest everyone go and see that for yourself. And that is exactly what Haiti really looks like. It is unbelievable. Now, as best I know, Sean Penn, who wants to be our savior, actually does give Tyler money to Haiti. Remember when he tried to go to Katrina and his boat sank? He couldn't even make the boat work. Well, he goes there and he walks around with a gun, by the way, with a Glock on his side. And I told you, I've talked to Sean Penn before. The guy's literally brain dead. I mean, he's probably got about a 75 IQ. So he doesn't talk. Everybody just stands around and goes, "Oh, you're so smart." Hollywood goes, "He's the genius." He's like, just totally stupid. Hey, but there's some real footage for TV viewers. Is this where Conan O'Brien went? No. He just tells you everything's fine in Haiti. Everything's good. How dare Trump actually try to help Haiti? If he just stole all their money, then it'd be okay.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
This is going to be an incredible week. Got Davos kicking off. We're going to have President Trump there. We've got mainstream headlines. Newsweek, kill Trump with his own weapon. Protesters march against president ahead of Davos. Kill Trump is the name of the march. And there's Newsweek promoting it. Davos 2018, Donald Trump delivers special address at World Economic Forum despite protest. And they're using the right wing to attack Trump, just like they said he was going to sell us out on DACA. He didn't, of course. They're saying, oh, he's going to Davos. He's a globalist. No, his actions are killing globalism, returning power to America, killing TPP, renegotiating NAFTA and GATT, not doing one-sided deals. And you already see the economy roaring back. And that's what this government shutdown is all about, was for the one-year anniversary of his election to not have it be the incredible oxygen that's come back into the room, the big, deep breath of fresh air of hundreds of billions of dollars paid to workers in bonuses and pay increases, the military getting pay increases, 26,000 in the stock market, thousands of companies moving back, the massive tax cuts, the corporations coming back, Apple coming back. Apple's announcing major moves back here and high-paying jobs under U.S. regulations. It won't be suicide nets and forced abortion and drugging the plant workers. It'll be actual Apple factories. Sure, it won't be perfect, but it'll be high-paid comparatively. And the announcement they've made is $350 billion. That was Tim Cook last week. I got to stop right there. They just don't want a discussion of this, as I said last Friday. And that's what Mulvaney, White House spokesman, says Democrats shut down government to avoid talking about Trump's success. Instead, the Schumer right now, they're about to vote in the Senate. And they say, oh, tune in at 11 Central. And then they make you sit there and wait while Schumer and the Democrats, those old, evil, racist mummies who use race baiting to control people, that use third world labor to drive down everybody's wages. I mean, the Democrats have three times the money of the Republicans if you stack the wealth up. Just in the Congress, in the House and Senate. Look it up. They've done the math of billionaires. Did you know that 99% of billionaires are, quote, liberal worldwide? They're not liberal. They want global government to control people and to get people dependent so that they don't know how to take care of themselves. So this is what's happening. And as Mulvaney's pointed out, Trump isn't demanding a bunch of stuff. He's ready to compromise. He isn't weaponizing things, saying, you give me exactly what I want because I have the trifecta, or I will do whatever I want. No. They had a deal to legalize 800,000 people. That's what he said back in the campaign. You've lived here for 20-something years. You don't have a criminal record. You were here when you were a young person. We'll make it faster for you to be a citizen. And we'll make it faster for everybody. But the Democrats want it super hard to become a citizen so that you're a permanent underclass day control. But it's blowing up in the Democrats' face right now, so they're starting to say, okay, maybe we will end the shutdown, because America sees through it. And I see a lot of hope happening. Zucker was fired at CNN last Friday, as we told you 4 months ago he would. Roger Stone had dinner. They're always accusing Roger of having dinner with the Russians or made-up crap. He had dinner with the people, and was told it's a done deal. He is gone by January of next year. And he's gone. And suddenly CNN, over the weekend on three different shows, this is coming up in the next segment, they might just play it now, said Russiagate is over. Everybody's sick of it. They're tired of it. It's not real. You talk to people out in the middle of the country and all the country, they're tired of it. They see the economy coming back. There's a real sense that it's really going to come back this time. Well, guess what? This whole country was built on bubbles. China has bubbles 5 to 10 times bigger than ours, with more government money put in. We're just simply having a bubble for the people now, and that's a lot better than a total implosion. And I started to look at everybody out there promoting that America's going to implode and that bubbles are bad, but they're all riding the Chinese bubble and invested there. Oh, and I forgot to mention it. The communist Chinese are all over the news, siding with the Democrats in our internal politics, saying the shutdown shows America's economy's bad and we're not going to come back, on and on and on. And they've lowered their taxes to zero to counter Trump's tax cuts to 15% for corporations. And they're involved paying off all our major universities. That was even in the Washington Post last week. And Twitter, in internal videos, admits they take orders from the Chinese government. They have direct managers that take directives from the People's Party over there, which is an unelected group of dictators, an oligarchy. You can't make this up. China is in our business, folks. They're in their own people's business. You're a Buddhist. They catch you practicing that in your house. You're going to a work camp until somebody wants your organs, and you're going to be harvested. But that's liberal. The left would sit there and rip the livers out of those Chinese women and just shove them in their fat mouths if they could. I'm telling you. The left loves power. Raw evil. And they get every sycophantic, cowardly scumbag who wants to have a piece of the power to get in there and screw everybody over till the automated technocracy is in place. And these idiots and all these underground Twitter videos, Project Veritas, all go, we're putting in automation now and it'll be much easier. You won't be there anymore, dumbass. It's going automated, fool. So again, Trump's going to be in Davos in 3 days. We're going to be covering it all. I said I was going to send a crew, but I just don't think I have the capital, quite frankly. I only put up a donate button if people want to give us, you know, $20,000 to send a crew there. It's very expensive to even get in. It's like $100,000, but we'd be on the outskirts covering it. It'd be very important. Maybe we should. I'm going to make a decision in the next few hours. Infowarsstore.com. When we come back, I'm just going to blitz through tons of news. By the way, if you just tuned in, you're listening on radio. Even the New York Times admits China is controlling Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then they get up there on Congress and say, we shut Alex Jones down at lunch. He was number one on Twitter. Paul Watson was number one. And they have hearings going, good, you shut him down more. And then I've got right here, Europe moves ahead with internet censorship enforcement. As more platforms join, they say any form of conservatism, nationalism will be shut down. Or Europe is going to fine the Germany, France, you name it, millions of dollars per infraction. You report that a Muslim killed somebody, you're not just going to get arrested. They're going to get fined. And they have actually hired the former Stasi in Germany. This is mainstream news. Former Stasi captains and lieutenant colonels and a spy operation. That's super high. To run it. I mean, you cannot make up the full magnitude of this evil hitting us between the eyes. But the good news is we're fighting back, and they're failing, and they're going to lose. But we need you to spread the articles and spread the videos and defend the Republic and defend free speech everywhere and exercise it. And I know you go out on the street, and Antifa spits on you and points guns at you. I understand. They're going to try to shut us down on the web and in the street. But believe me, they're going to get their ass handed to them real soon. I want to plow into all of this. But I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, You are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad. The colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happy with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Lockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Lockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Lockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's 2018. Global government's here, and it's collapsing.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones, live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide from the InfoWars.com studios.
Facebook, Google, Twitter, they're all working with the EU and Communist China to shut down free speech in their countries and here. It's all mainstream news. They reported in the New York Times like, is this a problem? Maybe not. They're just mainlining it. And Twitter, Facebook, and Google, working with China, have created a global social score that they want to roll out with companies, government, and their systems, where if you don't comply and go along, it lowers your score where you're literally unhireable. And face scanning cameras on the street will alert the general public to who you are for shunning and physical attacks. This is their science fiction plan. It's in their WikiLeaks. It's in their admissions. There it is. China's social credit system will rate how available and how valuable you are as a human. And then they game that system with super mods, and it's over. This is the plan. They think you're going to comply with globalism and political correctness, that they're going to ratchet up and up and up, all because you're going to be given access to the internet and access to these internet gulags, these internet ghettos that Matt Drudge coined a few years ago here on the broadcast. And they're doing it. And then you go out on the street and you just look conservative. It's been on local news here that a gay guy walks out a liberal and gets beat up. He's a white guy by six black guys saying F Trump. Or if you're Alex Jones, you really get attacked. Or if you're the Trump family, or if you're anybody else, and you just go out and try to cover their women's march, they spit at you, they yell at you, they men run over and stick their butt out in Millie's face and then engage in flatulence. And it's all arrested development, very cowardly, very babyish, very stunted, very out of shape, very bot-like, very genetic disorder looking. I don't care if they're black, white, Hispanic. You look at these people, they're ugly, they're stupid, they're hateful. They truly are twisted. And then you've got all the women. They're a mix, but they're there smiling in solidarity, feeling some type of tribal power because they were given no tribe, no culture. And so it's women dressed up like vaginas humping each other. And just engaged in bad behavior, naughtiness, weird naughty, and ignorant young people saying, these people that are here are citizens under DACA. They have a right to stay. No, they're not citizens. I can't go to Mexico or Germany and just become a citizen unless I'm a Muslim. Childless cat ladies start cult against reality and Trump. Yeah, there's one of the videos. Here's the deal. We've got to take like 50 or 60, 70 of these videos. I'm not kidding. It's probably 70 or 80. More. It might be 100. And they're all incredible. And we've got to boil them down. The problem is you'll watch a 15-minute video, and it gets more and more and more and more and more insane. Women dressed up as giant vaginas with sex toys hanging out of them, running around, acting insane. Because that's all this is. It's not even street art, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's enough of that. Let me start getting to some of these clips. It's just that they're here. The censorship is here. It's all happening. And then here's the BBC. Fascist fighters are criminals on the streets of Portland's Antifa group. And then it says, they physically attack people first. They call them Nazis if you're a conservative, libertarian, or Christian. And they basically say in the report that they're good people. Here's another one. Europe moves ahead with internet censorship enforcement as more platforms join. And I've got all these news articles here. I've got all of these reports. And I can't find my video list. Here it is. So let me, without further ado, start getting to some of these videos. The ones that we've been able to bleep the cuss words out of. Here's rabid Trump supporter swings and spits on female reporter.
No, I'm asking the InfoWars man, what is a humanoid?
You.
What is a humanoid?
I would say
what
probably
is the
you.
Definition of a humanoid.
Someone like you.
What is the definition of a humanoid?
An ignorant dumb like you.
An ignorant dumb like me. Do you know what ignorant means? Ignorant means unaware of knowledge or lacking of a comprehensive attention. I'm asking you what that is.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're just a drunk.
Look at this f***ing guy. Now he wants to get loud because he's getting pissed.
I'm so mad.
You.
Oh, look at how mad I am.
Pig. You.
I feel bad.
You. I feel bad for you. I feel bad for your.
Look at you. You're literally foaming at the mouth.
I feel bad for your children.
You look like a rabid dog.
At the mouth because people like you are f***ing pigs. And you're everything that's wrong with America. F*** Pence. You. Fucking followers. Your followers. All you Zion pigs. All you racist pigs. All you pieces of shit. You're fucking for your fucking sad. Look at you. Look at you, you piece of shit. You can't even tell me the definition of a fucking word. You uneducated motherfucker. I got a degree of fucking engineering. I got an
No, you don't.
Right here.
No, you don't. No, don't. You don't have a degree in You're a fake poser.
Pig.
You're a poser.
You're fascist.
Keep moving.
You're a fascist pig.
Hold this. Hold this.
He spits on Dario.
Officer, this man needs to be arrested. This man is spitting on people. He's violent. Please, police.
This is amazing. So they're chanting, lock him up. Here's the funny thing. If they lock Trump up, the economy would crash. The stock market would crash. The borders would be wide open. And America would become a third world
emergency,
nation.
All these parasites think they're going to take over.
That's what they want. It's incredible.
You realize you're an idiot, right?
What did I say that's wrong, sir?
I don't really care what you said that's wrong. My point is that you're an idiot.
So you have no facts to base your statement.
That's absolutely not what I said. You're distorting an InfoWars.
You called me. You called me an idiot for no reason. There he goes. There he goes.
Yeah, there I go.
There he goes. There he goes. I'm not going to do anything.
What? Let's just check that.
Because you're a coward.
Weren't you about to run away?
No, I was about to leave because I really felt listening to assholes like you.
All right.
You want to put that on the air? Put that on the air.
Will do. Will do. Thank you for that content.
Yes.
Don't worry, son. You can do better than your father.
This All is right. the dredge.
So. Wow. That was incredible. No, but I mean, seriously. Trump becomes president. All the stock markets hit record highs.
So now you get to the next clip. It's so out of control. And there's hours of this. Hour after hour of frothing, violent people that try to slap him and spit on him. And they talk about fighting hate and all this stuff. And they're just like Nazis who project hate. And a lot of them don't even know who Owen is. They don't see the flag on our microphone, InfoWars. They see the American flag hat. And that alone they hate. People are walking by the thousands, and they see the American flag, and they hate it. These people are the literal scum of the earth. They think America is a you-know-what hole. Must see cringeworthy outtakes of Millie's speech. Let's put the guy farting on her. Here it is.
How's this?
Is he going to fart? You farted at me? He farted at me.
That's real audio.
Oh, my God.
An old man and his wife. They're all about being babies. All right, let's just stop right there. And again, everybody's like arrested development. They all like mental patients. They're in a mental patient, delusional cult. These are the losers. And they hate the recovery, and they hate our military, and they just hate everything. It is absolutely dangerous what a free society is created, because it's created all these spoiled, rotten babies. And imagine the millennials. It's going to get worse and worse and worse. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen. Please support the broadcast, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the combo deal that's got to end the next few days. We're running out of X2 and Secret 12. The InfoWars Life Core Combo, X2 and the Secret 12, 40% off, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget Pollen Block. I was having a huge pollen attack until I took two of them earlier.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ladies and gentlemen, live
from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I told you the Democrats were going to blink, said it about 30 minutes ago, because the polls show they're getting their little globalist white supremacist tails handed to them. That's what they really are, the race baiters. It just passed. The government's reopened 78 to 18. 60 votes needed to limit debate. Now, again, that's just some of the vote, though. There's usually procedural votes. But so far, they are blinking and blinking big time. We'll continue to follow this because there's a lot of weird procedural stuff, and I've been busy covering all the censorship and the globalism and Trump about to go to Davos and all the rest of it. But that's government funding through February 8th, and of course this will probably all start back over again. But yes is 78, no is 18, needed to limit debate. And I think that's just the debate to limit debate. I believe the vote's still going forward. Let's check that right now. Let's not count our chickens till they're hatched. That so far, in fact, they're not extending debate. Looks like they're choking. And the word is people are really seeing through this. So we're going to watch this as it unfolds. But Schumer off the side looks very, very pleased. So we'll just see this as it goes forward. What a joke. Oh, by the way, the ultimate plug here, and then I'm going to get back to the news. I don't like taking Zyrtec D or Claritin D for seasonal discomfort, all the pollen. In Texas right now, they have the mountain juniper. They call it cedar. That's the redneck term for it. There's literally clouds of yellow flying around. It makes me sneeze, have headaches, you name it. Well, I didn't bring a bottle of pollen block home over the weekend, and the trees really dropped this weekend. So it went from medium to extremely high. And I'm sitting here before the show having a total allergy attack. And Zach, one of the great crew, goes, Alex, pollen block. Only takes about 45 minutes to kick in. Helped me last week. I went, of course. Got the bottle of pollen block, chewed up two of the tablets in my mouth. And my allergy attack is 90% gone. And some would say, well, that's because you came back inside. No, no. Once this thing kicks off, it kicks off. It's major league alleviated it. Because last week I was having issues, and when I started taking it every day, incredible. And here's the great thing. It doesn't make you feel like you're on speed. It doesn't make me bounce off the walls more than I naturally do, because it's Japanese quail fed a secret diet that the French discovered decades ago, now patented, and we've secured it. We're bringing it to you at a discounted price. Seasonal discomfort formula, pollen block. It's 51% off technically because it's $17.76. Great deal for $34.95. It's $17.76. This is an amazing product, and almost everyone that uses it gives it 5 stars. It is in so many studies up against all sorts of toxic stuff. It just blows them away. And there's a bunch of science behind it. I'm going to cut an ad with one of the actual scientists and experts on it. On what it does to the histamines, and but these birds are just in the pollen. They're in all the allergens. They're just out there immersed in it. And whatever's going on when they eat a certain diet, that's secret. It's all proprietary. We don't even know what it is. When you do that, you don't just eat quail eggs and get this. It's got to be a Japanese quail, and it's got to be a special diet, and it's incredible. And they just found, locals found people eating it. In France, no longer got the hay fever. So it's amazing what God's given us. Pollen block, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Now, this is going to end up being a huge bestseller because it works for me. A bunch of the crew have the seasonal discomfort issues with all the dust and the rest of it. It has just annihilated it. My nose is running like a faucet. I sneezed 15 times driving here. I was sneezing in the studio. They go, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to take Claritin, because it works too. But it makes me a jerk. And they go, dude, pollen block. It's like, I just have to get used to actually taking what God gave us. Because when I take the X2, when I take the Secret 12, I took the Secret 12 this morning, when I do that, I have so much energy, so much more stamina, so much more focus, and it funds the info war. Also, Alexa Pure Breeze, it is a 4-stage filter. Ionizer, HEPA, you name it, with submarine technology. When I bought these for my house 6-7 years ago, they were $800, another brand that isn't even as good. Now they've all dropped some miniaturization and factories to about $500. Well, this is normally $200 and is a great deal. $50 off with free shipping for a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com. So not 50% off, $50 off, excuse me. $50 off, saying, wow, can't do that. We don't even make 50% on it. When we sell it for $198, I think we make like $50. But it's $50 off. I guess they're doing a loss leader. So that's Alexa Pure Breeze. I can't believe that deal's so good. I didn't even approve that. I'm just looking at this. I guess the factory producer must have given us a good deal or something. I've never seen a deal that good. $149. When we first started promoting this a couple years ago, it was $300. And it was a great deal at $300. But it's just at cost is going down with technology, as everybody knows. Unless it's an iPhone, those are like $1,000 now. It's all just a scam. But anyways, Alexa Pure Breeze, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, before I go any further, I've got to get to some more of these clips here. Joel Gilbert's going to join us. We're going to play some excerpts of his new film, The Art of the Insult. He's an expert on communists and globalists. We're going to get into Antifa, all the rest of it, and take some of your calls next hour. We're going to continue government funding through February 8th, 60 votes needed to limit debate. So I believe that is a vote to limit debate, and then they're going to have the main vote. But I may be wrong. I'll check during the break and give you the exact analysis. But that's ongoing. We're going to follow that as that goes. Let's go ahead and play Soy Lattes Litter Streets after Women's March. Again, this is a drug deployed by, there's good stuff in Mother Nature, there's bad stuff. It's not just regular soy. These big companies, particularly to make you addicted, of course, it's out of Seattle and the whole globalist feminization program of males. They take soybeans and crush the whole thing in a process turning it into sludge. You're not supposed to eat the core of a soybean. So, again, they're eating the cores of soybeans the way it's processed, which is pure estrogen. And the men admit they're addicted. They freak out. It's incredible. Women that drink it can't get pregnant. So that it's really targeting them. Okay, it blocks fertility. First thing they'll tell you is get off soy products. Bunch of other stuff. And get on iodine. That's the major studies. Real iodine. But with men, it just whacks them out, man. And they're bouncing up and down off the walls. And there's just thousands of these cups, hundreds where she's at. And it's all soy latte, soy. She reads on the side, soy, 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 soy. Because they made it pretty. They go, drink the soy liberal. And then they all run out. And then once they've done it, they like it. So let's go ahead and show it.
I find it a bit ironic that after the Los Angeles Women's March, the streets are littered with empty soy latte cups. That's right, tons of Starbucks and other coffee cups littering the floor.
Notice what a bunch of dirty pigs these people are. If you go to a conservative rally, it looks like the military police the area with a fine-tooth comb on average. Hey, pick that up. Just saying. But these pigs, you know, it's Antifa science. That's the Antifa site. You know, that has the full page ads in the New York Times. They're just littering everywhere, trash everywhere. And just look at these people. They look like people escaped out of a mental institution. Let's go back to them.
Ironic when all of these feminist liberals are pushing for climate change and that the world is so populated that we all need to restrict our behaviors and daily tasks when they can't even make the effort to throw away their coffee cups or their resist Trump signs. But notice also that soy lattes have been linked with having estrogen mimickers in high amounts of it. The theme here is that we see all of these empty soy latte cups here when we had this ultra-feminine, feminist, anti-masculine, anti-patriarchy march here. It's no wonder that you saw women dancing around in vagina costumes, rubbing up against each other, that you saw extremely effeminate men walking around here at the march when they're all consuming mass amounts of soy lattes. And who's going to pick up all this trash, right? Who's going to pick it up? You know, these entitled feminists and liberals want the world to be theirs. They said feminism is the future. Female is the future. Well, I hope the future doesn't look like garbage filled all over the streets and soy latte cups everywhere.
What, like Haiti? A crap hole? Where you got a bunch of poor people that just, if there's two cows, go ahead and just kill them and have meat tonight. Don't let them breed. Don't have 50 cows and then have meat all the time. And just cut down all the trees. The Dominican Republic's right next door. Gorgeous, beautiful, incredible. And then right over the border, Haiti is deforested in a hellhole. And its population is even lower because everybody stabs everybody in the back. I mean, their national religion is devil worship. The devil doesn't deliver, folks. The devil's for losers. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.